Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
Hey there, Cypher Sounds. I am in Florida.
Yeah, I see that.
It looks like, because you have your background back, that you are at home
right.
In the suburbs of Vermont.
That's correct. Welcome back.
Guys, obviously you hear the tone here. It's a little sad to start one ep this week. How could it not be? We lost DMX at 50 years old. He was taken off life support and passed away on Friday after what was a weird and pretty terrible week of kind of everyone knowing what was going to happen, but not knowing when it was going to happen or exactly what was going on. In some ways, I was talking to Shawnee Coulter the other day off the air. We were just chatting. In some ways, it was sort of like very emblematic of DMX's life in a lot of ways, sort of like the not knowing exactly what was going on, a little bit of chaos around his passing.
I don't even know.
And I don't say that.
I don't even know what happened. I don't even know the story. I know nothing. I know he was in the hospital, and then he passed away. Does anybody really know? Do we know?
Yeah, I don't even exactly know what happened either. I don't think anyone does in terms of what it was. But, like, in some ways, I'm not saying it doesn't matter, but, like,
It actually doesn't matter. You're right. It doesn't matter. But I was just curious. Like, I don't go into that. Like, I'm just sad. I'm just sad that we lost DMX. I didn't look into what happened. And, you know, you hear overdose and you hear whatever other things. I don't know for sure.
The thing is with X, it's very weird. In one sense, it's like, man, gone too soon. And that is entirely true. 50 years old, I mean, that is way too soon. In another sense, if you've been a fan and a follower of DMX throughout his career, we could have all sadly seen this happening way younger than 50, if we're being honest with ourselves.
Yeah, I think, listen, man, I texted you guys earlier, why is this becoming the death podcast? Why did we put dead in the name, which is horrible? But a lot of rappers have passed. A lot of people we know have been killed or died or passed away, whatever way you want to say it. DMX to me is like one of those rock star passings. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Janis Joplin or Jim Morrison, you know what I mean? Like, he was bigger than hip hop. He was iconic, or is.
Did you see my? First of all, I just had an idea. I know this is cheesy. Should we consider? And we'll get back to this later. Should we consider changing the name of the podcast? I'm serious. To One Ep Is Life.
I like that. I like that a lot.
And it still makes sense because it's another evolution from One Ep Is Dead. It's
Let's
just One Ep
that.
Is Life. Let's talk about that. So what I said, and this is how I feel, there are people out there, and this isn't even the diss that it sounds like it is, but there are a lot of people out there who play rapper. They're like, I'm a rapper, correct, so this is what I do. I act this way. I move this way. I saw other people do it, yeah, so now I do it, right? I mean, that's just a fact. And then there are people, you know, your ghost faces, your ODB,
I like what
your DMX. They are the genuine article, the real. DMX never said, I'm going to act crazy and be this elusive, weird rock star guy. He was just X. That was not an act.
I've never seen DMX write a song, but I imagine it's like some kind of rock genius playing a guitar, freestyling a guitar. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think DMX ever wrote a song. Was like, okay, this song is going to be about this. The chorus is going to go here. We're going to make this part here. You know what I mean? Like, it sounds like he was just spitting. You know what I mean? Like, feels like Swiss Beats or whoever had to make it into a song.
Which is how I feel about ODB. I always felt ODB and DMX were sort of like karmic cousins in some way. I recently, like 2 years ago, I played one of my favorite DMX songs for a very lyrical rapper who I love, who's not a fan of, you know, he's not, he knows him, he respects him, but he's not a fan. And I played him one of my favorite DMX songs, which, Syph, you probably remember. It's called My N-Words.
I love that song.
And it's like a minute and a half long.
It's an intro.
It's just like, you know, it's my N-words. Some N-words that you don't want to try. He just does the same thing, and he repeats it over and over again.
One of the best clean versions in hip-hop, I might add. One of the best clean versions.
They made it work as a clean version. And I played it for this artist who's a very lyrical, miracle, you know, real rapper. And I was telling him how much I love it, and I could see a slight smirk to his face of kind of like, from a lyrical standpoint, like, what am I listening to? You know what I mean? Like, and I was like, man, it's not about, with X, it's not about the bars. It's not about even the flow necessarily. It's just about the feeling he puts on a record.
100%.
That's just it with X, is feeling. You don't put X in your top MC list in a traditional sense, because he's not a traditional MC. Yeah. He's something else, but... Yo, man, the feeling that he gave you when you're feeling down, you know, I know obviously a lot of people listen to X in the gym. As you can tell, Syph and I don't do that quite enough. But if you're looking to just feel like, man, I need to stand up for myself. I'm just trying to find that. He has an endless catalog of music that can make you feel like you can conquer the world.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to be religious like he was. You don't have to be from the streets like he was. You just feel it in your soul. Like, that's who X was. Also, pretty amazing, Syph, that he talked about when he got on in 98. He mentioned this in lyrics. That he'd been grinding for 13 years already when he got on.
Yeah, he was older when he popped.
Because do the math, he died at 50 and 21.
Right. Math, come on.
So I know. So here we go. He blew up in 98, 23 years ago.
Okay.
So he was already 27 when he started getting the
and
look.
I have his first record that was on Rough House Records.
Born Loser?
I have that. So he had that deal somewhere. But like, DMX is the type of guy you always hear the stories of. He was battling Jay-Z somewhere. He was battling Buster or ODB, like in that, like way before, you know what I mean? Like 91, 92, some shit.
I don't really know, you know, how many experiences do you have with him? I saw you post the tunnel flyer, which was fire.
Now, here's the thing. I was on Instagram. I told a story of DMX coming up to Hot 97, which was hilarious. He almost got into a fight with the security guard. And then I was telling the story of them shooting the Get At Me Dog video at the tunnel. That flyer is not that day. That flyer was not the Get At Me Dog video shoot. That was just a regular club appearance. That was one of his first club appearances at the Tunnel. And then the Get At Me Dog, Cam'ron and DMX pull it. There was a couple early DMX records. Niggas Done Started Something with Mace and the Lox. Those were Tunnel bangers. So Get At Me Dog used to tear the Tunnel apart, and then they decided to shoot the video there. And that video, Get At Me Dog video, is the best depiction in a art through an artful lens of Hype Williams. The most beautiful, artful depiction of what it was like Sunday nights at the Tunnel. Mind you, he flared it up. There was a lot more strobe and color, you know, not color because it's a black and white video, but like, but basically that was it. Like the clacking of the Timberlands when you came in and all that stuff, like amazing. But that flyer I posted was like, I think it was All-Star Weekend in New York. Because like, there's like a bunch of special invited guests, and it had like basketball players like Shaquille O'Neal and fucking. So people.
Which also is very Tunnel.
People were hitting me saying, oh, were you here that night with the video? And I'm like, oh, that flyer is not that night. That was just another night, which was.
But were you there for the video?
The video was. Bro, somebody said I was a hip hop Forrest Gump. I said, I've been saying that. They were shooting the video all day. They were getting shots in the club, performance shots and other B-roll shots, whatever. All day they were in the Tunnel. Because I went there early to see some of it. And Hype Williams, and then I was like, it's Sunday. They're going to pack all this shit up before the club opens? And they're like, no. We're keeping this stuff up for when the club opens. And I was like, what? There's about to be 2,000, 2,500 people in here going crazy. And you're going to shoot. They're like, yeah, we're going to shoot all that. That's part of the video. And I was like.
So I guess they had signs up that said, if you're in the club tonight, you're in a video.
I guess. I don't remember that.
I know. In those days, maybe not. Yeah. Maybe just did it
yeah,
anyway.
I mean, yeah. And then the only thing. The night was historic, but I will say. People were annoyed that they were treating the club night like a video shoot, and it would be like, all right,
we're
going to
stop and do this again.
Cut. And the people were like, cut what? We fucking partied. What are you talking about, cut? And they would cut the music.
How many times did they play Get At Me, Dog?
He performed it on stage like, it had to be like 10 times. You know, like.
So here's a question I want to ask you about Get At Me, Dog, and the beginning, which is the first single. Yeah. If you were outside New York, which I was, I don't think you have a full perception of the impact of that song. I also think what you really don't have a perception of is how big Stop Being Greedy was, the B-side.
Yeah.
Which, now tell me if this makes sense or if it's just our brother Shawnee Culture being, you know, a weird cat from Queens. Stop Being Greedy appears to have been so big that a lot of times when we talk about X's first single, Shawnee accidentally says Stop Being Greedy, like as if that was the single and not Get At Me Dog. Was Stop Being Greedy that big in the street that you could almost be confused about which one was bigger?
I would say somebody like Shawnee Culture, who wasn't necessarily a nightclub goer like I was, and I wasn't necessarily a nightclub goer by my personality, it was just my job. I would say if you were in the streets. Because Get At Me Dog was a DJ Clue freestyle with the Lox and DMX.
Yeah, which they put that version out,
too.
Which
is one of my favorite freestyles of all time. So I guess Dame Grease made the beat. Instead of giving Clue just like a instrumental, like over an old hip-hop beat, they made that beat specifically. They did the freestyle for DJ Clue. The shit hit so hard in the streets, they made DMX just do a whole song to it. So it was not old, but it was kind of known. Where Get At Me Dog starts popping, and then Stop Being Greedy is the B-side. So Stop Being Greedy was like a brand new, fresh cut. Because, like, if you listen to Clue Tapes and then Get At Me Dog comes out, you're like, oh, I know that beat from the Clue Tape.
But so on the Clue Tape, was it just him, like, looping up the EPMD song?
No, no, no. It was the same beat. Dame Grease made the beat.
Okay, got it. But like, it was also, was it sort of acknowledged if you were ahead then that he was rapping on the EPMD-ish?
All the Locks?
No, that song, the beat to Get At Me Dog, which is the same sample as the EPMD record.
But so
did
was
people
the,
think
the
of it as that?
They knew it as a freestyle, the Locks and DMX freestyle first. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, yeah, but like nobody, people weren't into samples back then like we are now. Like hip hop heads were like, oh, that's, what's the, is your customer? Or
it's,
no.
It's Get the Bozak.
Yeah, Get the Bozak. Yeah, so, you know, Familiar Beach chopped up for free. That was a known thing. That was like so many of those that didn't become actual records like Get At Me Dog. So Stop Being Greedy was kind of new. So like if so Get At Me Dog had been bubbling for a while. Stop Being Greedy comes out when the single comes out. So it's like the new thing. So the streets were loving it where the clubs were loving Get At Me Dog.
Right.
And Get At Me Dog, man, Big Cap. There's certain records I broke. There's certain records Flex broke. And there's certain ones Big Cap broke. And this was a Big Cap record. This was a Big Cap record. I always tell the stories of Flex putting his hand on your shoulder, which means stop playing that. I'm playing that next week. And Get At Me Dog was one of them. And it was early, too. Cap had played it maybe 3 weeks in a row.
It was a shoulder tap record.
So right away.
So then you also have to talk about how gigantic that whole year was for DMX.
Man.
Like, we're talking about, I don't know if in hip-hop, there aren't a lot of people who ever had two number one Billboard albums in a year.
Yeah.
I certainly don't know if in hip-hop anyone else has ever done two Billboard number one in a year.
Was, like, All Eyes on Me and then Machiavelli, was that maybe some close like that? Maybe that was, like...
But I think All Eyes on Me is 96 and Machiavelli's 97.
Okay, well, it's within a year span. It just wasn't the same year. You know what I mean?
Right. That could have happened. This is a calendar
year. The thing that
year.
Makes DMX so special is that it was both 98. Like the beginning of 98 and the end of 98.
He ran the entire year, yo. So what about your personal experiences with him?
The tunnel was always crazy. You know, it was like he was the Lox's man. I mean, like we all love the Lox. That was the dude with the Lox. And but he the moment we heard of him, he like blew up instantly. Like that Clue freestyle and Get At Me Dog, and it was like, whoa, who's this guy? And then like, you know, D-Wah, the Lox, Ice Pick J, they were always in the tunnel. I never saw DMX with them unless he was there like on the low-key side. And then once he came out, boom, he explodes. So, you know, I met him in the tunnel when he performed Get At Me Dog, and then he also came back to perform Cameron Pull It, which I just put on my Instagram. That was a big, 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 big moment. And then he also did Money, Power, Respect.
That sounds right.
He also did Money, Power, Respect, I believe. No.
Money, Cash,
Hoes. No. Listen, this is a long time ago, and you know I get high as fuck.
Screw you high.
I think he was at the tunnel with the Lox for the album release, but there was a fucking riot, so the Lox never got to do the whole show, and DMX didn't get to perform Money, Power, Respect with the Lox, but he was there. I remember seeing him there. And then he came to Hot 97 two or three times. One time, I always tell the story where he like squared up with the security guard, and the security guard was this big muscle-building dude, bodybuilder dude, and they were just face-to-face. Face to face, like nose to nose, like one of those boxing promo videos. And he was just he was just looking at the security guard guy going, and I was like, what the fuck is happening right now? You know,
did you ever have like a personal relationship with him though? It was always just seeing him and being like, yo, D, what up?
Like,
yo, Cypher.
Not like a friend like Nori, but always like, he always showed mad love. You know what I'm saying? Every time he saw me, it was like big hug. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Sife, thank you. He always said thank you. And, you know, always give you a big-ass hug. And I was, like, way cooler with the lock, so I would just see him at all these different events, but I never got to, like... He wasn't really talking to anybody. He was always just, like, pacing and moving, you know what I mean? Like, somewhere else, like, just spitting fucking random shit.
One thing I think about X that is really important to remember. Okay. You obviously, you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time here, but at the same time, it's part of the story, and it's all real. It's what he talked about. DMX's demons were super real, and they went all the way back to, like, being in the foster care system as a kid. Like, he literally missed his mom. Like, this is someone who, as a child, had times when he was alone.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about that damage of being alone and needing your mom? Like, and the impact that has, which he's talked about before, and one of the many reasons it leads to addiction. And, you know, addiction is always about, no matter what your addiction is about numbing yourself, right? And that could be, you know, DMX and drugs, or it could be Cypher Sounds and fast food.
Whoa.
But on some level, it is about being like, whatever that feeling is, I need to feel good. I'm going to make myself feel good right now. So, fortunately, fast food, I think, at least gives you a longer opportunity to battle it.
I like it in this.
I like it in this. Sorry. Anyway, so here's the point I was trying to make. X had all these ups and downs, and we know about so many of them, but the crazy thing about that speaks to the character of the man is not the flaws. It's not the fight with his demons. Yo, the man was still close with all of his people till the end. Bro. There was never a fallout with all the things he went through. It was never a fallout with Rough Riders and Swizz. They always revered him.
Did you see Swizz Beatz post last night?
I was at WrestleMania. I saw he posted a video where he looked tired and sad, and I didn't see it yet.
I watched the whole thing. It's like... maybe like 6-7 minutes. Amazing. And he says just that. He says exactly what you're saying. He was super loyal.
Oh, really?
Loyal,
that they never had a fallout.
Super loyal. He was talking about all the stuff he did for other people. Like, he was saying stuff like humanitarian and gave to charity. But like, when he says give to charity, he means give homeless people on the street money and have a meal with them. Not like foundations and shit. You know what I mean?
Well, he said the words. You've been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. My mom always told me, give to the needy.
He said it.
So, you know, do you remember my... I may have met him several times. Only one is coming to my mind. Do you remember it?
No.
2012.
I was there?
No, but we were doing the show together. So, and I know we played
it.
So... I was hosting Rock the Bells.
Yes.
Summer Jam happens. Nicki Minaj fiasco. Yep. A month later, Rock the Bells. I finally, after, you know, at this point had been fully embedded in Rock the Bells, which at that time I wanted so much, to the point where, like, they had the press conference announcement for Rock the Bells, and I was on the podium with all the artists. Oh. And yeah, so if you Google my name in DMX, the only pictures that come up are me and him sitting next to each other at this press conference. By the way, all sitting next to each other in the front, I had on one side X, like two down from me, Prodigy, three down from X, Sean Price.
Whoa.
Behind, in the next row back,
Life.
Kendrick, Schoolboy Q. It's It's wild. It's a wild assembly of people that I am lucky to have been there for. So Hot 97 was partnering with Rock the Bells on the New York shows. Shows that I think in the end never even happened. I believe the tour got canceled halfway through because that's when it started falling apart. And afterwards, it did some interviews, one of which was with X, who was in, you know, true DMX form. That's not always the healthy version of X. He was definitely, you know, super erratic and fast talking at times, chain smoking cigarettes inside during the press conference. You know, X gonna give it to you. Okay. But he actually said some gems. If you look on YouTube for that press conference, he said a lot of gems, including talking so much shit about radio while I'm sitting next to him and I'm putting my head in my hands and he doesn't even know that I'm or care. And the crowd is laughing their ass off because he's crushing radios. I'm like, but I sit down in the interview with him, and at one point I'm like, you know, what are you? I explain the Nicki Minaj situation. I'm like, did you hear what happened? He's like, no. And I'm like, well, you know, I get like 30 seconds into the story, and he's like, fuck them.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, fuck them. They got a problem? Fuck them. You be like, fuck them. Like, and it's like it's the most incredible. Yeah. DMX just being DMX, like, he's one of those people, when people say don't meet your heroes, nah, you meet DMX, because he was going to give you DMX when you met him every time. Like, he was, again, he was the real deal. It wasn't a show.
Yeah, Swiss Beats,
you remember the stories of him?
Swiss Beats last night said, how did he word it? He said, hold on one second. Talk amongst yourselves. Forget it. I gotta. It's like it's something like if DMX didn't like you, you had a problem. But if DMX loved you, you also had a problem because you can't stop it. You know what I mean? Like he loved you so hard. Like if he loved you, that's it, and you would never get out of that love. I forget how he worded it. It was very poetic.
Do you remember when, I believe, Romeo Must Die got made and X was in that movie?
Yeah.
Do you remember the stories that were coming out?
Was it Toronto?
About
was
what?
It Toronto?
I think so. Yeah. Yes. Do you remember the stories about the dogs?
I kind of remember.
Yo, it was just like a thing that everyone was hearing was like, yo, this guy keeps bringing new puppies to the set every day. Like, we don't know what to do with the dogs. And, you know, X had the big song on the soundtrack with Aaliyah, but he was in that movie. It was a pretty small movie, right? Like, Exit Wounds was his bigger movie.
I don't remember. I never saw either one, so.
You never saw Romeo Must Die? Let me make sure I'm getting it right.
Is that a Jet Li movie?
Yep.
And Aaliyah?
I think they're both Jet Li movies. But he was like, that's what I mean. Like, you talk about like a gimmick or, you know, yeah, DMX played Silk in Romeo Must Die. You know, this is a new actor. Like, yeah, he's a poppin' rapper, but you're getting to be in a movie. And you think he's just showing up to the set quietly to be like, I want to get my line, sir? No. He was showing up with his people and dogs. And it was just the whole thing all the time.
Yeah, this one hurt, man. This one hurt in a way. Like, he's not even one of the guys I was closest with. You know what I mean? I was way closer to Pun. You know what I'm saying? But his impact, his just overall impact on the culture and the music and the movement and the scene. And the thing I was saying on my Instagram was that year, late 97 into 98, 99, was like watching all of our, or not all, but some of our favorite street rappers becoming superstars. The street hip-hop was going platinum. Nori, Pun, DMX, Cam'ron. They were all coming out in that year, and it was like, you know, no disrespect to Bad Boy whatsoever, because I'm a huge Bad Boy fan, but it was like the after effects of the what they call the shiny suit era. And even the Lox, who were technically wearing shiny suits for one moment, the street era was like taking over, and DMX was a big part of it because he was like speaking just so real. You know what I mean? A lot of kids hit me. How old are you? Maybe like, well, maybe people like a year or two younger than you were like, yo, DMX was like my entire childhood, like junior high, high school years, the angst of being, you know, going through fucking puberty and life changes. And a couple people said this to me. They were like, that music got me through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Dipperstein, my agent, who's 33, said the first rap song he, because that's much younger than us. He said the first rap song he ever fell in love with was What's My Name?
Yeah, that's crazy.
By DMX. Like, you know, my girl is 31, knows every DMX record. Like, I would also argue that X was, he was the New York guy in maybe the second to last. Him and Hove were the two New York guys who were at the top of the food chain in what was the second to last kind of run of New York being on top. The last one being 50 and G-Unit. Which was a couple, 4 years later, 3 years later.
No, 50 G-Unit was the trying to get it back on top.
It was already trying to get it back, though. Because it was post, you know, 50 was already post Chronic 2001. You know,
Cash
it was
money.
Already, and the South had already completely
money,
blown.
Master P was, like, killing it. The South was
and
starting
Luda,
to come,
It was already starting to be everywhere, and then you know 50 went on a run, but
you know what's so funny about DMX? Like, you're absolutely right. He was him and Hov were the last. I mean, even Ja Rule, which he was in that. Those three were in that era. DMX 100% represents New York, especially you know Yonkers. 100% New York is in his blood. 100% New York is in his blood. He represents it to the death, no pun intended. But he never felt like he was just New York. He was universal. You know what I'm saying? Everyone loved X. There's a lot of people who don't like Hov. There's a lot of people where when they would go on tour, Jay-Z was like, or I to them, you know what I mean? Unless you're like a super hip-hop lyrical fan or whatever. Jay-Z wasn't the greatest, but X, though, was 100% universal. 100%. And I think X is on the same level as Tupac, except he didn't have all the, you know, trouble. He had different kind of trouble than Tupac had. Tupac was loud, trouble with the cops. I mean, DMX had all those things too, but like less militant, more heart, you know?
I think I've said this before. DMX, because of the prayer, because of the like, you know, lifting people up in his own way, you know, to me, he was sort of the offspring in some ways, musically, of ODB and Tupac.
ODB and Tupac.
If you took the wild out of ODB, the I don't have conventional rules of what a record's going to be. I'm just getting on, hit record. I'm just going to, if you take that and then the Tupac of I feel what the people feel and you combine the wild out crazy with the I feel what the people feel and prayer and all these different things, you get DMX.
Yeah.
He is a true, legitimate one of a kind. And my brother said something interesting to me too. We were talking about X and my brother was sad about it. He was like, man, he was like, X is one of those guys that I sort of missed because like my backpack was on too tight. You know? He was like, don't get me wrong, I liked a couple songs. And by the way, that would have happened. that would have happened to me too, except I started working at commercial radio right when X came out.
That's crazy. I always, you know, we always break this down on Juan Epp. Juan Epp, not Juan EP, you fucking assholes. We always break this down on Juan Epp. There's commercial hip hop, there's underground hip hop, there's street hip hop, and there's a Venn diagram of those things. And I wouldn't say very few, but not a lot that hit all three that are in the middle. And I don't think DMX hit the underground part of that Venn diagram, what we call backpack, underground, conscious rap. You know what I mean? Like, because also there was a sound. You got to remember, a lot of people were hating on that sound, that Swiss Beatz was a young, new producer. He was a nobody. No one knew who he was. And he was making these big-ass hit records with DMX. And people were like, yo, I hate these keyboard beats. I hate these fucking Casio beats.
Yo, everyone, people don't understand. Swizz used to get, yo, fuck that dude with the Casio beats. I'm fucking good. Like, he's not. People made fun of the sounds. They were so simple. They didn't know.
Swizz now, we see how fucking amazing he is. Those songs were not the top of Swizz's potential because the mixes were bad. He didn't know how to use the sounds correctly like he does now. That's how you know they were hit records, and they weren't even, in my ear, not even finished. They were still needed to be mixed a little better, but it was just that feeling. It was just that feeling. But the underground, I think they respect DMX a little later, but he wasn't hitting that backpack. It was too street for them. He used to rob people, yo, which is crazy.
It's a really good point. I mean, like, when I did college radio, I would play some DMX B-sides and album cuts. But, yeah, it is weird. He was not in, like, everyone knew him. Everyone knew him. You might have an appreciation, but he didn't quite fit into that. It was street and it was New York and it was commercial. It wasn't quite in that lane. So it's what makes my brother's point so true. You could have missed out, and I probably would have if I was only working at college radio and I wasn't at commercial. But Sy, if you remember, you've seen me pull this trick before. I am not, you put me in a situation, which I've been in, unfortunately, a lot of times, where Sife and I are like dueling DJs at hosting an event. And Sife, generally, I mean, I survive. I hold my own. I have enough moments to survive. But Sife's always going to win. But my one trick that I always had in New York that I loved is that we'd be going back and forth on trying to get the crowd hype. And I would do this thing where I would intentionally allow for too much silence. I would be like, oh, wait, hold on. And I'd allow it to be completely dead. And when it got uncomfortably dead, I'd wait a little bit longer.
This is your wrestling. This is your wrestling background.
and then I'd start Rough Riders Anthem. Yo, if there is a crowd in New York of hip-hop heads and they are waiting. And now at this point, even if you were a backpacker, you'll still react that way because of what it became in retrospect. Right. And you hear the da, da, na, 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 na. It's like it is a guaranteed win in every single situation.
100%.
Although it's funny, you know, X always in the later years that I saw X perform, when he performed Rough Riders Anthem, he only performed it. The chorus was always done remix? As the remix.
Yeah, because he said more in it.
Exactly.
Your dog's gonna stop.
My dog's gonna stop. Dog's gonna drop. And then we go. Yeah. It just made more sense as a song. Although the remix to Rough Riders Anthem was huge.
Huge. Huge.
Was it off a Clue album? Or was it on Backstage, the soundtrack?
Yeah, it was something like that. Because then there was also like, we're also forgetting, we're talking so much about DMX, we're forgetting the Rough Rider compilation albums. Like, those, like, the, What was the DMX song on there with the?
It was on The Professional, by the way. The remix is on The Professional.
On Clue.
Clue.
What's the one, what was the Rough Rider song?
Which one?
What's the list? First album.
So the Rough Riders album, the singles were Jigamite, Down Bottom. What was the X song
what was the one?
Hold on.
Oh, Jigga became a remix. They took the front of Jigga and made a Lox Rough Rider remix. Because, you know, X had club bangers, too. X had throw your hands in the air, cause we just don't
care.
Ain't nobody got love for me. Like, these were club bangers.
Oh,
and he had another one on album. What was the first?
But for the record, the X single off of the Rough Riders' first album, Ride or Die One, was some X shit.
Some X shit, right.
I forgot about some X shit. So, Ride or Die with the Lox, Down Bottom, What You Want, Eve, Jigga My N-Bomb, let's see, Kiss of Death, Pina Colada with Pun, and some X shit.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to show you something.
Hello?
Hold on.
Hello?
Here we go. I'm here. Where'd I'm back. I'm back. Brought this with me.
Wow. Rough Riders t-shirt. Wow.
Yo, this Rough Riders t-shirt that I have is the most worn. I wore this so much. Like, you know, there were some shirts that you put away and some you just rocked. Like, I rocked this shirt constantly.
You're going to wear that on WrestleMania?
I wore it earlier this weekend. It says on the back, Rough Riders Ride or Die Volume 1 featuring DMX, Lox, Big Pun, Mace, Jermaine Dupri, Dragon, Eve, Juvenile, Parlay. And the Rough Rider family, Ride or Die.
Sheesh. Wait, but club,
hey, man.
Wait, hold on real quick. DMX had another club banger. He had that one, Anybody That's Got Love For Me. And then what was the one off the first album? It was like a girl song. You got DMX first album there? Because, like, when you hear DMX, when you do a DMX set, you play all the hard joints. Like, What's My Name? And Get At Me, Dog, and Rough Riders Anthem. But there was also some joints. First of all, let's not forget Party Up being top 10.
I mean.
White wedding rap song of all time. You know what I mean? Like, Party Up is a fucking... Everywhere you go, you play that. And people don't even know the name of that song because they don't say Party Up in the hook.
Which, by the way, that is a weird song that's gigantic, but the name of the song isn't what you think
right.
of. It. What would people say? Y'all gonna make me lose my mind?
Up in here. Wait, you pulled up the first album?
No, hold on.
I know that song. I gotta know that song. One of my favorite DMX songs that a lot of people don't play is... Get It On The Floor. Get It On The Floor.
Oh, you like Get It On The Floor? Song.
Love that song. I think I still Get At Me, Dog. It might be my favorite. Which is not a Swiss Beat song, which is weird.
Wait, which isn't a Swiss Beat song?
Get At Me, Dog.
Oh, Get At Me, Dog is not. No, that is a weird thing. So the first big... Is the first big Swizz X song Rough Riders Anthem?
I want to say yes, but I'm not 100% sure because I don't remember. Did Rough Riders album come out first or DMX album? Or was it in between? I don't know the chronological order.
No. It's Dark and Hell is Hot was first.
Okay.
X was already a thing.
Swizz had... The story is Swizz was DNY's nephew.
Right.
He was always around trying to, DJ and play beats. And they were like, get out of here. You're fucking corny. Get out of here, loser. And he has one song. He has the Jadakiss solo song on the Lox album, which is like,
oh yeah, yeah, that too.
So he had that, but then what made Swiss pop was Nori banned from TV, and then Rough Riders were like, "Yo, why you? What are you doing over there?" And he's like, "I've been here for mad long. You didn't use none of my shit." They're like, "All right, bring us your shit. Bring us your shit." So it took like him stepping out of the camp, going to Nori, doing Band from TV becomes a fucking mega smash. And they were like, "No, you produce here." And then that's when Rough Riders Anthem came.
He also had, you know what I also love, Exxon, is 4321.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. Because I forgot, I was listening to the radio the other day, and they played 24 Hours to Live, which is a crazy DMX,
so good.
Which I forgot he was even on that. 4321 is a good one, too. And then you know what's crazy that no one knows? The reggae song he has, Here Comes the Boom. Here Comes the Boom.
I don't even remember that.
It's on this album called Def Jamaica with, I believe it's Sean Paul and Mr. Vegas. But it was from something else. It was from a soundtrack. I don't know if it was, not Belly. Anyway, it's from a soundtrack. And so me and Max Glazer, they bring us in to do this Def Jam Jamaica compilation album as consultants. And they were like, "Hey, we want to make like hip-hoppy reggae collaboration songs." And we were both looking at them like, "You already have the one of the illest ones in the catalog. You got DMX with Sean Paul and Mr. Vegas." And he was like, "What's that?" I'm like, "You don't know Here Comes the Boom? Here Comes the Boom is fire. Fire."
Did it go off at all?
Like in the dance hall world, it did.
Mm.
In the dance hall, like it was like the Jamaicans had their own secret DMX hit. You know what I mean?
Man.
Anyway, whatever. Rest in peace.
This is a guy that worthy of celebration. He is it's hard to even really put a full
Danny. Billy June says called Top Shot Out. What it was called.
Who's Danny?
Sorry, that's his real name. Oh. Wait, what was the song on the first album, Billy June? It was from Belly. Here Comes the Boom is from the Belly soundtrack.
By the way, Belly too. Oh my god.
Belly's the one where they didn't try to make DMX an actor and play a role. Like it was like, do you? You know what I mean? Be DMX.
And boy was he.
Was he?
Boy was he DMX. Yeah. All right, guys, we just wanted to jump on. It was going to be tough to do a show this week because of my WrestleMania schedule, but we were like, we have to do an X episode here.
We
so.
Almost didn't do this with Rosenberg, so thanks for being part of this.
Thanks for pushing me to do it because we absolutely had to do this week.
I hate that people are commenting like, "Can't wait to got what you guys say." I'm like, are we the death podcast?
No, but that you're confusing it with the dead thing. They just want historical perspective from us.
No, people were like saying dead. Like you guys talk about dead.
They were
shit.
Like, "You're, yo, we got to discuss the Juan Epa's life."
Juan Epa's life is so much.
All right,
better.
So we're on the Discord. We're not going to give you a big old Patreon spiel today. Do the right thing. You know what to do. We appreciate you all very much, and thanks for sharing today about DMX with us. And we'll be back next week with maybe an episode not about death.
Hopefully.
Am I right?
Hopefully about life.
All right. Rest in peace to the great.
Rest in peace, Dark
DMX.
Peter Rosenberg.
Yeah, I'm right here, dog.
Where my dogs at?
We right here, dog.
Where my dogs at? What must I go through to show you shit is real? And I ain't really never gave a fuck how niggas feel. Rob and I steal, not cause I want to, cause I have to. And don't make me show you with the Mac. You don't know by now, then you slip. I'm on some bullshit that's got me jacking niggas flipping. Let my man in them stay pretty, but I'ma stay shitty. Cruddy, it's all for the money. Is you with me? Get the bitches, now commit the crime. When it's on me, transform like Optimus Prime. Off on the head, roll out, let's make it happen. We ain't gon' get it with them, we'll take it cap. Bustin' off, dustin' off, the softest niggas. Money with the biggest mouth, yo, let's off this nigga. Come on. Darkest nigga, never made a sound. Breathe too fucking hard and he gettin' bust down.
Yeah, niggas wanna be killers. Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want to fill us.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want the bread.
Get at me, dog. With the dirt.
Yeah, niggas want to be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want to fill us.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want the bread.
Get at me, dog. Now it is.
Don't get too good for certain niggas, some hurting niggas.
What you doing?
Robbing niggas, jerking niggas, sticking niggas, cause they deserve it. But money got murdered, they know he died slow, cause they hurt it. The nigga ain't blew up the spot in a while, and the motherfucker ain't got shot in a while.
You know?
Just takes a light up to fuck the night up. Blow everything in sight up. Fuck around and I have your ass right up. In the mix of some shit he wasn't able to stand. I got shit that'll disable a man with a wave of the hand. The days are longer and it seems like I'm facing time. I've got a lot of dreams, but I'm not really chasing mine. I soak it all up like a sitting fly. Nowadays, getting by, just more than the cage of the meal and getting high. I live to die, that's where I'm headed. Let your man hold something. Now it's all about you can get it.
Y'all niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas wanna fill us.
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas want the bread.
Get at me, dog.
Rosenberg.
In the back, let your faggot ass face down. Lucky that you breathing, but you dead from the waist down. Fuck is on your mind. Talking that shit that you be talking. And I bet you wish you never got hit, cause you'd be walking. But shit happens and fuck it. You done did your dirt. Niggas just wondering how the fuck you hit your skirt right under their eyes. That's a surprise to the guy. One of them men was a bitch in the sky. Fucking with cats and all
the niggas can't fuck with us.
Get at me, dog.
DMX,
get at me, dog.
I'm
a cat, that's a back, and look at shit, cause quick as shit.
Rosenberg.
Yeah, but you don't know, forget your rap, you sleep away camp. Grand champ, and I raised more hell than a Sorrel. See you at the peephole, busting at the doorbell. Thought I wasn't coming without mine. Niggas put me on the front line, cause you doubt mine. Bet yours and lost yours, and come to get yours and toss yours, and it cost yours. Fuck that nigga stupid when the boss dog more dirt must I do. Plus my crew, bust at you. How you like, what's that?
Ooh,
bust that crew. Do I bring the noise or what? Destroy these musts, these niggas toys or what? Bring all them pretty niggas thinking they're gritty. One shitty, let me show them niggas shitty. Some pity, but for pity, a motherfucker can get a bullet to hum to him, the gun to him. Hit him with something that come to him, but it run through him. Looking for the gun to him, no more smiles. Got the whole top, half of his head running wild. But you don't hear me though, so I turn off the lights. We can take it to the street, dog, turn off the mice. If you want war, then you want more, then you can stand. And it's 4-4, we'll leave you with your dick in the sand. Who the man? And now you catch no for real. Get at me, dog. What the deal?
Y'all niggas fucking with the locks, stuck on the rock. Got that Alcatraz flow, you just don't know. A lifetime big caged in, blazing. Any type of rapper or federal agent. De Niro the made man, blade man. Stand up type of guy, you living a lie. Niggas wanna be pretty and fly, but kitties to die. When dogs run the city, that's pity on mine. 2 grams for you to sniff, how silly am I? Got a lot of jokes, don't I? Kill your ass, won't I? Maybe not if the spot is filled up with canine. Many niggas get it confused, blame the fools. Only ask the how, not the who's. You better off busting your tool, then we might think you cruel. But as far as rap go, you a motherfucking fool. You don't want chips, you should've stayed in school. You an A4 nigga, you wanna play pool. Put you in the side pocket, the size of my rocket. Styles don't lie, cop the work, then clock it. Closet full of boots, jeans, coats, and watches. Niggas don't pump if they can't make a profit. Stop it, before we pull it back, then pop it. Vacant lot niggas come through, then we lock it.
What? With no blocks, I'm in your town with 5 blocks. Take 5 blocks, come back with 5 trucks with knocks. It's the box. Three niggas that listen and watch. And nigga, you know, whenever we spittin' it's hot, it be that new flow. My niggas, fly niggas, always high niggas, ready to die niggas. Far as I'm hearing, y'all doing a lot of comparing. Let me get this one clearance like a sample. Kiss be the champ, and I know that you don't wanna get stamped. Left somewhere cramped, so when it rains, you get damp. Niggas is done. Since Poppy raised the sum, we get it in drums and slide OGs to bums. You can flow or not, ain't the issue. But you don't want Jay to kiss you. His lyrics pierce the bristle. Take a puff in a swig. Think about how I'ma hold it down for big. A motherfucking nigga.
Yeah,
your money
yeah.
is low, and your flow been late. While I be coming through with new shit with templates. The only thing higher than money is respect. The only thing hotter than my click is the tech. So when I hit you with these last bars in your neck, you gon' know never to fuck around with LOX, nigga. Fuck, kid.
My bank account be double.
Rosenberg.
I've been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner. Give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you. Snatch the plate.
I can flip that flow. I can stick that hoe. I can get that dough. You know I'm with that, Joe. Ain't a thing about this shit I can't do, I haven't seen. Ain't a thing about this shit I can't do, I haven't seen. Ain't a thing
Everybody wants to hurt, but paranoid. So I strike out at whatever. Closest thing to me's gonna get it, but never.
Will I, can I think death is wrong? So I'ma keep holding on to what's left is gone. You can put that on, my nigga Bull. These other rap cats will give a nigga room.
But if it costs for me to force my way in the door, headhunting motherfuckers, stay on the floor. Fall is what I get sick with. Four more, now all this is liquid.
I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Let's keep it real, partner. Give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'ma bite you and snatch the plate.
I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Let's keep it real, partner. Give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
I thank the Lord every day that I'm blessed with the gift. The best, so unless you wanna rest with the stiff. Don't touch that, leave it alone. When you walk past the doghouse, leave it a bone.
Dogs fight, dogs fight, dogs like scratch, shake, and hold all night. So when you hit it, start running. Cause when you hit it, I'm coming.
But I don't like drama, so I stay to myself. Keep focused with this rap shit and pray for the wealth. I want the money. Give me the honeys with big asses. The most expensive champagne you got in big glasses.
I'm drunk, so I'm a bastard. Head wide open. Begging me to stop, but at least he died hoping. Didn't get his wish, now he's a dish for the pack. Two glowing red eyes, everything else black.
I've been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner. Give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
I've been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. Let's keep it real, partner. Give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
When the sun is up, the gun is up on the shelf. And all the runners up are thanking me for their help. Hoping that they're not around when it gets dark outside. Sun's going down, you hear the bark outside.
Locks off the cage, gauge with the buckshot stacking. You be lucky all day, that's where your luck stops. One drops, then another, and another. Gun pops, going through you, hit your mother.
When does it all end? I found a friend in the dog. Cause fucking with these cats, you send a friend to the mall. Many questions, no answers, stress. Try to hold my head and remember that I'm blessed.
With the curse and it gets worse, time goes by. Can't see straight, I'm so high.
So don't make me wait. Look around and I'm gonna bite you. Snatch the face.
I've been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. Let's keep it real, partner. Give to the needy. Rips is touching that baby. Don't make me wait. Look around and I'm gonna bite you. Snatch the face.
I've been eating long enough now. Stop being
greedy. We were dog for life.
You don't hear me though. You don't hear me though. You don't hear me though.
Rosenberg.
Watch them young guns that take none. Nobody's safe from the Friday the 13th. Ghetto Jason, itchy trigger finger aching. Snatch your ass out that ass class for faking. 44 blasts, it's a bloodbath. Take your first step down a duck path. Ain't no love here, just flux here. Kids know the half, you get plucked here. Fast is impossible, for the weak to last. Now behold the unstoppable. Third eye watching you, watching me. Throwing rocks from the penalty box. Copper fleet, young G, we was born to die. Don't cry for me, just keep the heat closely and ride for me. Cause we family for better or worse. You and I from the dirt, you snatch purse. So hard it hurt to be here, and each year I'm pouring out more beer for the streets. Peers holding fort, police line do not cross. They found this court.
We doing it for X.
Cut off and butt naked. Homicide the crime method. Add another killer verse to the murder record. The grand finale.
Who
want
testament?
Dogs for life.
Come on,
for warrants, every block is boring. Friday night getting bent liquor pouring. My dog not even home a month yet and blaze a girl in the stomach. He robbing niggas who pumping. Little blood got propped by the group home cat. Everybody nervous in the hood, pulling their gas. Fiend yelling out, who got those? Go and see shorty snot nose. He don't floss, but he got dough. Thug faces, fugitives running from court cases. Slugs shooting past for the love of drug paper. Queens cap pillars, soldiers, drug dealers. They gotta throw a beam of lightning down cause he feel us. May the next one strike me down if I'm not the realest. The mayor wanna call a SWAT team to come and kill us, but dogs are friends. If one see the morgue, wanna live to get revenge, and we ride to the end. Brave hearts blow the lie with hen, and still rise to collide with live men. My man got 3 6 to 18s and only 5 in. The belly of the beast didn't wanna hear the shit I tried to tell him on the streets. It's irrelevant. The beast love to eat black meat and got us niggas from the hood hanging off his teeth. We slinging the eat, bringing the heat. Bullet holes raising scars is the pain in the street.
When you a dog, you a dog for life. Ride or die. Still pain to love, see eye to eye. Give us one shot at life, let us fly. Come on, niggas. These dogs go lie. When you a dog, you a dog for life. Ride or die. My dogs feel pain to love, see eye to eye. just one shot at life. Let us fly. Come on, niggas. Dogs roll by.
There's mad money out here, dog. Mad money out here. Ain't you trying to get it?
Nah.
You gonna bust your gun to get it?
Whatever, yo.
I've tossed my grip on reality or saw it perceived. Pinch myself to wake up, cause I know it's a dream. Niggas that don't know me see me and think I'm a rival. Niggas that know me well see me and think I'm a problem. I'm just a nigga that's misunderstood. But word to me is I turn your last name to Underwood. Cause if I see it, I'ma take it and run with it. That's me. What type of bullshit is this nigga on? That's D. The darker it gets outside, the more blood flows. When I plug holes with the snub nose. Gun blows, bullets whistle, wouldn't miss you. Hit you all up in your mouth like it tried to kiss you. Drama, it's right here, how much you need. Beat you down with the gat, see how much you bleed. How much you plead for your life. You was a killer, and all the bitches coming about that ass you killing, getting realer. Now beg for your life, one more time, one more crime, one more nine. Come on, crime, nigga, it's over. This is the shit that is all. You ain't for the last one standing, for the last one to fall. You was gone, you was gone for life, you ride or die.
I'm gonna get it down, put it down. However it's gonna go, it's gonna be that. See that? That's just the finish, you dog. Well, lay out the dark. Is if I catch you when the sun is down, run it, clown. Come up off that. I'm gonna get it down. Lay out the dark. Is if I catch you when the sun is down, run it, clown. Come up off that. I'm gonna get it down. Lay out the dark. Is if I catch you when the sun is down, run it, clown. Come up off that. I'm gonna get it down. Put it down. However it's gonna go, it's gonna be that. See that? That's just the finish, you dog. Believe that. Where we at? Do you value your life? Believe that. Where we at? Do you value your life? Believe that. Where we at? Do you value your life? As much as your possessions. Don't be a stupid nigga. Learn a lesson. I'm gonna get you either way, and it's better to live. Let me get what's up in your sock, cause it's better to give than receive. Believe what I say when I tell you. Don't make me put you somewhere where nobody will smell you. So when the lights is out, they don't come back on. This ain't a flick, you ain't gonna come back on. You ain't that strong. Knew it was wrong, but you asked for it, baby. You's a big nigga. Scheme asked for it, baby. So I can hit you up on Front Street. Because I'm sweet, one heat, one deep. Behind.
Cut my mic on. It's time to get riding. Got homies from the N.O. to the N.Y.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain.
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.